The other thing I'd like to recognize is our Conservation District has received a $200,000 grant from Stackpole Hall and the Colcomb Foundation to get equipment to monitor our streams, which would be a really big help for our area so that we can keep an eye on the water and what's happening. And I would like to recognize them because they've done a lot of work, and that will definitely make a big difference in our water and what's going to be happening. So we're appreciative of that.
Dan, do you have any input at all?
Yeah, something real important to make a point on here is a lot of people have a misconception, I think, that the county has some type of control over the industry. And the fact of the matter is Pennsylvania has an Oil and Gas Act, which regulates how it happens and where it happens, the permitting, the enforcement, and so on. So when you might have on this issue, there are two sides. And if you have a person opposed to drilling and saying, well, gee, the commissioners aren't doing anything to stop drilling, they have to understand the context of where our powers are or aren't. And to take that concern of the public that we have received loud and clear about water, we've met with Senator Scarnati, Representative Gobler, Speaker of the House Sam Smith. So there are amendments right now going on to that act. And one of the big things that we're working on is to get local regulatory control back, where June mentioned the Conservation District. That's where we believe local government in any issue is better when it comes from the grassroots effort and then up to the state and federal level. And this is an issue where you absolutely need your local conservation staff, people like that, to help with the protection of water and land and other issues. Like if people have to have their well water tested, should they have to bear that economic burden? You know, these are the things that we're trying to help with. So, but there is, you know, I have to make the point, there is some criticism out there based on misunderstanding of what the county can really do about drilling. And that would be if we wanted to oppose any type of industry or stop it. That's not how it works.
And a lot of times, like Dan, and I agree with Dan, that our authority, it depends on how loud we talk and how, you know, and we have used the channels. We have used our state representative. We have gone, we've met, like Dan said, with Scarnati and Speaker of the House and Matt Gobler, and they're on board. Hey, we all drink our water. Everybody wants clean, good water. But also, the people that we have employed, or these companies that are employing, they're employing our kids, our chemists, our engineers, our hydrologists, our mechanics. I mean, these are our people that are going to work too. So we believe that we should stay real strong on good drinking water, and we invite anybody. They have the various different groups, the care groups, the environmental group. I belong to a group called Penn Environment out of Pittsburgh. It has doctors and scientists that are sitting on that board of directors, and it has to do with the environment. But they are sitting down with the gas companies, the drilling companies, the environment, and saying their opinion. That's why when these groups meet and they meet satellite-like, and a lot of times people are informed and they have misconception about what's going on. But if we all sit at the table, we can make a difference when we have the opinions of everybody and not just one particular opinion.
Yeah, I think the original impact was, you know, like people were saying, they'll turn on the water and they could actually start the fire on the water, the gas is coming out there. I had the governor call me at home one day, and I referred that to him. I said, you know, governor, I'm hearing people, their water is burning pretty much. And this fracking process they use is not a new process. It's been around a long time. In Texas, they've used it. He claimed he talked to Boone Pickens down there. I'm sure you heard that name. Mm-hmm. And they have had no problem with water. And that's what pretty much he is saying, that you're not going to have the problem with the water. Now, there might be isolated incidents. Overall, I don't think it's even an issue, to be honest with you. You know, it's something to be concerned about. Certainly everybody wants to drink clean water. Mm-hmm. But it's been going on in Texas for a long time, this way of fracking, and they have not had a problem.
Let's hope that's the way it happens. Absolutely.
Yeah. That's right.
We have a unique situation with all of our abandoned shallow wells from 100 years ago, gas and oil wells, undocumented, unknown now. Those are a huge threat. Could they combine with this industry to cause a threat? We don't know. We're not experts. But the monitoring program that June mentioned, it's an ambitious project. It's an exciting project because the scary things coming out of there, if they could leak into the streams, bromides and things like that, those are the things our municipal water systems aren't equipped to pick up. They can't treat them. We're based on bacteria killing by chlorination or Giardia cyst filtration. But when you have bromides and chlorides, that they can, the danger is, of course, they can combine with anything in there and create compounds, carcinogens. That's the scary part of it. So we're pretty proactive on that, and that's a good thing. And you're right. Let's be proactive and hope nothing bad ever happens.
Right.
But if it does, we can pick it up. We can have alarms and monitoring to pick up something bad getting into the water. That's a great reassurance.
The one thing about this fracking, and now they have had fracking ever since they discovered oil, but the deep fracking has not been, this is since 1997 is when deep fracking, it's a little bit different than the fracking that was, you know, that was used in a shallow well. Yeah, these fracking situations are a lot different, and it wasn't until the Barnett Shale and those where they went deep in fracking.